And it is good day to you, huh? As you hold this heart within you, you are the illuminating force that is coming through. You are the accelerators, opening your heart to know that how you do anything, to dedicate yourself completely to this action, to dedicate your soul completely to this awareness. This is the coming time. This is the action. You are inspired to attend your life. You are accentuated to attend your life. We know you have the courage to attend to your life. I ask you, open your heart to be you. You have the answers. You have the wisdom. You have the learning, the teaching. Our dear friend Kryon has given you all. Alcazar has given you all. Dearest, we implore you not to step back. We implore you to step up to the plate. Stand on the diamond of your life. Stand for you. Breathe into that love. Be aware that every thought, every feeling is radiating, just as these candles radiate light. You are that light. We must tell you again and again, and yet you still question your purpose. You still question your vision. You still question your thought of who you are. Why? You are never given anything that you cannot achieve. You are always given all skills, all talents, all abilities that will assist in your achievement. Know that you can step into your life with truth, with love, with accelerated education for all that is around you. As the world is accelerating, as the path of this course is moving so rapidly, we know some of you are thinking it would be easier to get off. Too late. You already volunteered to be here. So embrace it. This marvelous planet where you can feel everything is so juicy. Where the trees talk to you, the plants, the stones, the mountains call your name to open your soul to their soul. What can we say besides just yes? What can we do besides embrace you in that love, dearest ones? What can you experience besides surrendering to you? Surrendering to you. There is no more battle. We are on a mission of peace within. We are holding you in that hand of love. The heart of you is beating at the same rhythm as the heart of us. Feel it. Breathe into it. How could you think that somehow you are here in error? There is no such thing. You are here by divine appointment. You said yes once. So, dearest, say yes every day. Every day to your light. Every day to your wisdom. Every day to your choice. Every day to your joy. Every day to your love. And that yes will radiate out beyond you like you never thought possible. So when you see yourself in your meditation being the greatness that you are, allow your soul to smile into that. When you see yourself being the support that you are, allow your soul to smile into that. When you see yourself being the assistant to the universe, to the source of all that is, so others on this planet can feel the peace that you feel right now, that is our gift to you. That is our gift of holding you as your gift to the universe. You are a gift to all you encounter. And for this we are so grateful. For this we are so honored by your presence. You are willing to do what is necessary. You are willing to step up to that plate and round all those bases of that diamond. Through all the nooks and crannies and turns and all the places the universe has brought you, so you can continue to be that gift. There is no one who comes in contact with you that is the same after your contact. That is your responsibility. Your soul reaches out and touches their soul. How exciting is that? How are you touching others? I choose by your light, by your the joy that radiates from you, so they can feel that joy. Breathe into it, dearest ones. You are you. Yippee, we celebrate you. You are the presence. You are the past. You are the future. You are the vision. You are the ones who are shifting this planet. And for that we are grateful. We love you deeply. Every particle, every cell, every hair, every hangnail, every wisdom line within you, we love. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Science has established that reality actually has many dimensional properties. Difficult it is to isolate them, separate them, name them, or even tell what the difference would be between them. But they know it exists. We have told you that humanity is starting, just beginning, a path that may take it into an evolved state. And in that, there would be revelations. And part of the revelations would be the multidimensionality of all things, revealed with new tools for the scientist and new tools for the human being. All in all, this will take a while. But I want to go back. I want to connect some dots tonight. And in the connection of the dots will be the connection of the science, the esoterics, the eye-rolling things that some are willing to listen to, even with me. In 1993, I had my partner published the first communications. If you look at them today, they seem cryptic. Channeling was a bit different then for him. But the clarity of the message was there in a little short book called The End Times, named because they were the end times of an old paradigm that had been with the planet for a very long time. The end of an old consciousness, the end of an old humanity. And I said in the book that the magnetic grid of this planet was necessary for life, was necessary for consciousness. At that point in time, it was laughed at. There were no studies at all that would link consciousness to physics, to the magnetic grid, all of these things being misunderstood or not believed at all. Those who would read it would say, well, there it is again, the esoteric separated from the reality of science or what we know. People would put down the book, say, this is laughable. This weekend, you heard the science. Established, it has been, with scientific experiments, there is a connection, a profound connection between the planet and consciousness, physics, all the fields. Why would the creator of this universe, of your earth, with the soul that you have and the consciousness you have, why would the creator draw a line and put scissors between you and the rest of everything? It doesn't make sense, and yet that is the old paradigm. You study things incrementally in pieces apart from one another. The chemistry building of the university does not talk to the life science building, does not talk to the physics building or the psychology building. And in there, you get the degree of one or the other or the other, never putting the systems together with a degree for it all, a unification of all instead of the separation of all. I told you the magnetic grid would move. I gave eye-rolling information to anyone who would read that there was something called a grid group. And by 1993, from then to 2002, the whole purpose of my being on the planet with my partner would be to move the magnetic grid. In a channel just recently in Israel, I spoke of some of the ramifications and some of the proofs. Magnetic grid moved, and it moved quickly and fast. That is scientific. That you can find out. I told you about the cetaceans of the ocean, the mammals, who navigate with magnetics going into the beaches because the headings had changed. I told you that the place where they land your aircraft, you call the runways, the numbers are compass headings. They had to be rewritten, and they have been. Everything I said regarding the magnetics of this planet came about. But the reason for it was laughable. The magnetic master would come in with a team and help move the magnetic posturing of the planet. You could see it with your compass in preparation for something, for a new consciousness to grow that had never been here before. That should tell you about the relationship between that which is consciousness and that which is physics. It had to be altered because you were about ready to pass this marker. We all knew it. It was not precognition. We saw it happening so early, way before 1987, when you celebrated it. We knew it was happening, and the grid was moved. There are those who still don't understand what this has to do with spiritual things, esoteric things, and God. If you heard the messages today, that from science, that from channeling, things are starting to move toward something I call a unified understanding, that you're connected. And that's what I want to talk about, just briefly. I started talking to you about the field over 5 years ago. I called it physics with an attitude. I told you that their things would start to unify together where one thing would affect another. I told you you'd start to see some parallels and draw some lines. And today, on the stage, the scientists are speaking, the teachers are speaking of the field. They're starting to see the unification, physics that tries to put harmony together, coherence together, and you're seeing it affect each other. That is the teaching of the day. So let me draw some parallels and tell a story or two. And let's start with this one. 13 months before it happened, I channeled something that I knew would be published and recorded. And I said there would be a new pope soon. 13 months later, the earth got a new pope. Crian is not here to give you prophecy or to tell you the future, and you have free choice. So the first question you would ask, if you have free choice, how could I give a prediction if you were in charge? And the answer is that it was in the field. It was already known. It was in the works. And then it happened. I did this for one reason. This is a precursor of what you can do. It has been discussed this day multiple times. That which is the past, the present, and the future is a linear, four-dimensional concept. And you're starting to become slightly multidimensional, which starts to cast aside the idea of time. Especially the idea of time that would change your life. It's been discussed on the stage even today. So let me return to this prediction. 13 months after I got it and gave it to you, you had a new pope. Now, what was the thought at that time? Your linear thoughts would be, well, if Prion is correct, you'll have a death of a pope. Instead, you got something I'll call a wild card. A pope resigned, first time in history, and a new pope took over. Let's talk about the one that took over for the first time. I will reveal to you something I revealed in Italy that I did not wish to have recorded because it was also with other things that were inappropriate at the time. The new pope called himself Francis. Dear ones, he is the reincarnate of Francis of Assisi. And I will tell you what they have in common and what has happened. If you study Francis of Assisi, you will see some history that makes sense and some that does not. So I will tell you, Francis of Assisi bribed a pope. He was getting very popular because he had integrity, because he loved God, because he could see what others could not. And he was very, very successful in attracting others to himself. Priests were leaving the church and becoming with Francis. They were Francisites. And the Pope took him to task. Francis said to the Pope, he said, you have to stop charging for the forgiveness of sins. It is not correct. It is out of integrity. And the Pope said to Francis, if you will calm down and say that you follow me, and not have a gathering, I'll do that very thing. He bribed a pope. He changed the whole church. There's even a picture of him signing that very agreement with the pope in the place they call Assisi. And the wild card of the old Francis is back. And he still has the integrity. And he will change the church in ways that I spoke of when I told you you'd have a new pope. Now we stop for a moment. Is that prophecy? Or is there something else? And I will tell you, there's something else. It was always in the field. Everything is in the field. Now the difference, dear ones, between the old energy and the new energy is that the field is starting to be more of a unifier than ever before. It's a glue that is starting to unify all fields of all kinds. And the one that you don't expect to be unified with everything else is consciousness. It's now a player in the physics of Earth. So what is it that is being unified? Let's ask this. What is it that isn't? everything is touching everything. It always did. But now in this new energy, and with a altered magnetic grid, and with altered consciousness, you're starting to see it fly together. It bothers some that a scientist would do research that proves something that was very eye-rolling a few years ago. And here it comes. Here it comes. A timelessness that you can feel. Let me paint a picture. There's an event that you wish to go to, a big one. Perhaps it's in a large theater. Perhaps it's wonderful music. And you're late. And you arrive at that theater, and that you would find that all around it, the massive parking lot is full. No one is in the parking lot. They're all in the theater, starting the show you wanted to go to. There you sit in a parking lot that is full to the max. What do? You start driving around. Then you start using your intuition. Your intuition says, turn left. 100 yards from you, there is a human being who is done with their work shift in the building and is going to walk to their car. You are headed for a parking place that is going to be empty when they get to it. Turn left. Intuition says, turn right. Go down this aisle. 40 yards from you, there is an individual who is still walking to a place that has a car in it. While your car, intuitively, with your guidance, is heading toward a place that isn't empty yet. 20 yards from each other, you finally start to see the process. The sole walking individual in the entire parking lot turns and gets in the car that yours is headed for. They move out of the slot, it becomes empty, and you move into it. Shall we analyze this? You begin to head for a spot that didn't exist. And some of you call it the parking angel. It is not. This is the field. And as you have learned to trust something that is very common to many, you are not experiencing precognition as much as you are experiencing a oneness of the field. Who knew about that parking place? The answer is one person connected to the field, just like you. And you tuned in to what I will call the potential of that parking place opening up as that individual started walking to their car. Are you getting this? If it's all connected, that means that potentials in the future are almost seen as now. And they are experienced in your body as the now. So much so, you can feel them and steer toward them as though they were real and already existed. Do you see that? Let's get even more technical. Today, on stage, you saw some science. It was experiments of what the heart rate and the rest of the physiology of a human being would do when they saw certain pictures. With many probes, it was measured. Whether the pictures were horrendous or loving, the whole idea was to measure the response. Then you found out that the human being was able somehow to have a response before the picture was shown. Now, how's that happen? To make this more complex and even more eye-rolling, the one showing the picture was not one of consciousness. It was a computer program programmed to have a randomness that would show the picture. So you see, there was no human being who knew what was coming that you could pick up on in the field. So let me introduce you to something you don't expect. The teacher, Howard, very careful, very proper, very correct. He did not draw conclusions. He said it was interesting. Was it interesting? Oh, yes. Now let me tell you why it's happening. What did I tell you about the field? What is connected to what? And the answer is everything is connected to everything. Is a computer separate and complete in outer space from you? No, it sits next to you. Some of you have actually crashed your computer when you're angry. Are you starting to get the point? It is in the field. The programming is in the field. The electrons are in the field. The motions and the logic chips are in the field. You picked up, they picked up, in the experiment, they picked up on what was going to be shown next because it was in the field. How many of you talk to your car and have results? Just hold on, you say, just hold on, just a little longer, just a little longer. I know you're broken, but just hold on. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Okay. Tire, stay inflated. Stay inflated. I'm talking to those who know exactly what I'm speaking of. Seeming inanimate objects, they're in the field. Gaia is in the field. The trees are in the field. The animals are in the field. All that is in the field, giving you, dear human being who is evolving, the opportunity to start practicing tuning into it so that you'll have some idea of what to expect in life, what is coming in life, being prepared, dodging the bullet, as they say, dodging the disease, as they say, dodging the confrontation that is inappropriate, they may say. You are about to be in control of your life in ways you never, ever expected. Unless, of course, you decide to stay in the 4D box. That's free choice. That defines free choice, not what you're going to have for breakfast tomorrow. It's whether you stay in the box or that you let something like this start to permeate your belief and your consciousness, and you say, wow, this makes sense. I sit before you no longer as the esoteric, lunatic fringe channeler, and I'm going to join the science that is proving what I channeled 20 years ago. That's where we are today. That's where you are today. There's more. But not now. What are you going to do with this information? Does it suit you, dear meditator, that you sit before more than just spirit? That when you meditate, you're connected to the field and you're talking to the earth, the objects around you, and you're starting to understand the glue of it all. What really makes it work is love. That and compassion are the most powerful forces, not just on Earth, but in the universe. Someday, that will be brought to you profoundly. for now. And so it is.